You're listening to SBS News.
A month on from the first public announcement that Australia's largest health insurer, Medibank, had been hacked, the revelations keep coming. The enormity of the hack was underlined not only by the number of Australians affected, 9.7 million, but also the type of data exposed, personal medical records. Health conditions and treatment details that Australians had kept private have now been released. In the last week, there have been four lists of sensitive health data posted to the dark web by the hackers, who have delivered on the threat to leak the information after Medibank made the decision not to pay the ransom demanded. The latest upload includes more data on mental health conditions, plus information on health issues like cancer, dementia, heart disease, diabetes, and asthma. CEO of Mental Health Australia, Dr. Leanne Beagley, says the impacts of the latest release are far-reaching.
Now, mental health issues affect one in five people at any one time. It's a lot of people, it's a lot of Australians with very difficult, challenging lives that they're dealing with. And it's their story, it's nobody else's. And people are anxious about that being exposed in a way that they can't control.
The concern has prompted Mental Health Australia to join four other representative health groups to back calls for more action to be taken to reduce the risk of blackmail using the stolen data. They want individuals to avoid accessing or sharing the sensitive information, and they are urging social media companies like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to commit to taking down any post distributing the data. Dr. Beagley says one of the consequences she is most worried about is that Australians could be discouraged from seeking medical treatment.
What we're worried about is that this concern about the leaking of information will create a further barrier for people who need help, and that they might then not reach out and get the help that they need and either suffer in silence or worse, have some kind of trajectory into further illness.
This concern is also shared by Medibank CEO David Koska. In a statement after the latest leak, he once again apologised to customers.
I unreservedly apologise to our customers. Our focus remains resolutely on doing everything we can to make sure our customers are supported during this difficult time. These are real people behind this data, and the misuse of their data is deplorable and may discourage them from seeking medical care. We remain committed to fully and transparently communicating with customers, and we will continue to contact customers whose data has been released on the dark web.
Another organisation sounding the alarm is the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations. They have expressed concern that HIV-positive Australians could be blackmailed using the stolen data. The CEO of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, Darryl O'Donnell, says the actions of the hackers are deplorable.
And we are seeing that the hackers are seeking to weaponise that more sensitive information for their gain. Stigma remains a really frightening issue for Australians that are living with HIV, you know, even 35, 40 years into this epidemic. We know from research that around one in four Australians would actually treat a person with HIV negatively if they knew their HIV status. A lot of need for education and awareness building.
The CEO of the National Association of People with HIV Australia, Scott Harlem, says for those who chose to keep their HIV positive status private, did so for a reason.
There is discrimination within families. There is people discriminated against in relation to their work. There are people that work in healthcare settings, for example, who would not want that information getting out.
A second law firm, Maurice Blackburn, is investigating the potential for a class action against Medibank over the stolen data. Last week, Bannister Law Class Actions and Centennial Lawyers announced they were working together on a potential class action. Medibank is due to hold its annual general meeting on Wednesday when it will face questions from shareholders. The Australian Federal Police and Australian Signals Directorate says the criminal investigation will be looking to find the hackers responsible and to prevent the criminal misuse of the stolen data. Sam Dover, SBS News.